So I think that as long as young people are occupied and they're busy keeping their time very limited into outside influences, which can easily lead them into, you know, negative spheres where their friends, maybe some of their relatives that might be having quite negative feelings towards Australia, I guess, they can easily be led astray in that environment, especially at such a young age. So doing sports, it gives them a positive outlet. It gives them something to do, first of all. Second of all, it connects them with a team or with a group or with a club, and they feel associated there. They have a sense of belonging, and they don't feel like they're outcast. Once they feel outcast, I think it's very easy for them to lead into that next step of extremism.
أنشأ حيدر جمعية خيرية لدعم الشباب في غرب سيدني، وقال حيدر عن سبب إنشاء مثل هذه الجمعية هو قلة وجود الجمعيات المسجلة والمدارة من قبل الجالية العربية، وقال بأن الهدف منها أن تكون مظلة رسمية للشباب المهاجر، ومن خططها استخدام الدعم المالي وأموال التبرعات لتطوير مهارات التعليم ومساعدة الشباب أكاديمياً وحتى رياضياً.
Well, we just found that there was a lack of any kind of official charities. Like, there's quite a few initiatives, there's quite a few groups that are around in Western Sydney. However, in terms of an actual official organisation that's a registered charity that is run by, you know, the Middle Eastern community, there's not many if you actually look. Or if there is some, but they're very few. And I think people as there's more and more people coming to Australia, and as the migrant population grows and they're more established in Australia, they want to contribute and they want to give back to the community, but they like to see that you have a proper organisation set up.
أما على الصعيد الشخصي لحيدر، فالتحضيرات جارية على قدم وساق لأولمبياد البرازيل. ويقول حيدر أنه بدأ منذ سن 7 بالتمرين في رياضة التايكواندو، وأنه على أتم الاستعداد للذهاب إلى ريو.
There's not much time left to Rio. I think it's about 120 days, which when you think about it is very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
I've been training since I was 7 years old. Now I'm 25, so I've been training for 18 years, and a lot of the time it's almost, even when I was a kid, I was training 5 days a week, and as an adult, I started to train more and more, more often, twice a day, every day. When I was in school, I was doing the same thing. So there's been a lot of training to lead up to this point. So when you think about 120 days, it's really not that long. It's not a great deal of time. But in preparation for it, this week we go to Spain for a competition, and then Germany for a competition. And then we'll come back, and then we'll probably have another training camp overseas, maybe in Korea, and then we'll come back, and then we'll have training here until we leave for Rio in August.
حيدر ليس لاعب رياضي فقط، وإنما محام أيضا، ما يجعل منه مثالا يحتذى به للكثير من الشباب. وفي رسالة منه يوجهها للشباب المهاجر، يقول حيدر أن تحمل المسؤولية واستغلال الفرص هما مفتاحان للنجاح، ويضيف أنه في أستراليا توجد الكثير من الفرص.
Look, I think the most important message I'd like to send across is about work ethic. It's about really disciplining yourself, not blaming anyone else, not blaming any of your circumstances, and actually just focusing on yourself and taking responsibility for yourself. And when you do something, you apply yourself to it. I know people get easily distracted. It's very easy, especially at a young age, to go off with friends and do different activities. But if you actually want to achieve something, or whether it's in education, whether it's in sport, I truly believe that if you work hard enough, and despite your circumstances, despite your situation, despite your background, in Australia we're very lucky here. You know, there's no discrimination. People, you might think that you're a subject of discrimination, but at the end of the day, I think you're making an excuse for yourself. You can. There is a pathway for you, and if you're working hard, you can achieve things.
أما عن خطة حيدر لما بعد ريو، فيقول أنه سيدير بعض البرامج لدعم الشباب سواء على صعيد التعليم أو الرياضة.
After Rio, I'm hoping to. I'd still like to continue training, but I'd like to also free up a bit of my time and give a bit back to the community where I'm doing some work. I'm doing some work for the youth centre, running a few programs, whether it's sports programs or educational programs. as well as working back in law as well.